Joe.
This podcast replay is brought to you by American Dream Lending. For purchase or refinance, call 786-802-1727. Fast approvals and quick closings. American Dream Lending. Turning dreams into a lifestyle. Call 786-802-1727 or visit adreamlending.com.
Let's get over a couple of issues now that I'm just wondering that as a beat writer now, look, man, we've all been around coaches and they've misled us and all that kind of stuff. And we know it's kind of part of the game. But in your eyes, did Coach Flo lose a little something with you? Because it seemed like he flat out lied about the offensive coordinator situation. And you tried to get, you know, you tried to get it clarified this week. And he kept telling us Godsey would make the calls and that Charlie Fry could just like make a suggestion to the quarterback or but not necessarily change the play and make his own play. So now it seems like he was able to change the play and make his own play at times if he had to. So now it's Godsey straight through. Did Flo lose any credibility in the eyes of the media because of that now and the way he kind of take whatever he says?
I don't know that I would talk about credibility. I would just talk about disappointment and frustration. You know, I obviously don't like it that myself and David Hyde were among the reporters who asked Coach Flo directly, is Charlie Fry calling the plays? Has Charlie Fry been calling the plays? And were instead told that he is taking the play call and sending it into the quarterback. It seems obvious that Coach Flores felt that it was in his best interest and the organization's best interest to mislead me and fans and the opponents. Now, maybe one day I'll have a private conversation with Flo, which has not happened, and he will say, you know what, Joe, here are the reasons why I felt I needed to mislead you. We wanted to take the pressure off Charlie Fry. We didn't want the opponents to study every play Charlie Fry has ever called at Central Michigan and Ashland and wherever. We didn't want Charlie Fry to have to answer the questions from you guys about why he called certain plays. All right. Well, I would say, you know what? I don't think that was a good decision on your part because everybody thought it was George Godsey who called that safety in the end zone on the pass to Waddle. Turns out, if you believe a report from Dave Hyde, which I do, it was actually Charlie Fry. So here's Godsey taking all the bullets for Fry. Is that fair? I ask you, Big O. Is that fair? No. Is that right?
No, it's fair. It's misleading. No, not only that, let me tell you something. It's insulting to Godsey. And that's where the coach, and I'm talking about Flo, now that's where you ruin relationships with your people. Because now you've got somebody else making the call, and that person gets to hide behind the scenes in Charlie Fry and not answer any questions, and there's somebody else taking the bullets for him, and that's a bunch of BS, man, to be honest with you.
Collaborative doesn't work.
I find that to be incredibly irresponsible and disrespectful on behalf of Flo towards his coaches. So, yeah, this is and, you know, listen, rookie coaches, right? And this is kind of what goes with young coaches in trying to figure their way. And he was trying to, you know, be a little smarter than everybody else. And I find it disappointing that you had to go in that. Plus, you know what? In the end, it was really something ridiculous to lie about. Who cares about whatever plays he called at Central Michigan?
He would probably say it's a competitive advantage situation. And that I wouldn't understand because I'm not in the trenches. He's used that phrase with me before. Listen, you know, I like Flo. I want to like Flo. As a journalist, it did bother me to feel like I was intentionally misled. Right. That of all the things in my encounters with Flo, I was bothered by this one.
Yeah. No, I understand in the Washington organization when they're trying to mislead you with all the crap that's back there. But for this crap, for this offensive coordinator stuff, come on, dude. If Charlie Fry is going to call the plays, then put his big boy pants on and put them in front of the media to answer the questions when things go wrong. You know, do things the right way. Now you have egg on your face. All
now,
right,
listen. Now, one more thing on this.
Go ahead.
It would be naive to suggest that even if Fry was actually the primary play caller in the first four games, that Godsey never called a play or a drive.
Of course.
Right? So that's how he can get around Flo by saying, well, it's collaborative. It's
right.
collaborative, right? Who's
right.
to say that Studsville hasn't, you know, did Studsville choose the play to Malcolm Brown shotgun fourth and one, right? So should we blame him, right? So another thing that Flo might say is, well, all you guys care about is who to blame. You want to know if, you know, did Studsville do the fourth and one shotgun draw, or was that Godsey's play call, right? So I do understand a little bit about how collaborative is like an umbrella you can hide under.
Yeah.
But I think he should have been more transparent about Fry's role in the process.
Yeah, yeah. No, and plus, again, you're protecting one, exposing another, and that part is just not acceptable.